safe shopping, and payment online. Buying online is part of everyday life, and the vast majority of it goes perfectly fine. The risks aren't a reason to avoid it. They're a reason to shop with a few smart habits, so that even when you run into a scam site or a bad seller, your money stays protected. Spotting a sketchy store. Fake and fraudulent shops are common, especially around holidays and hyped products. Watch for the tells. Prices too good to be true. A hot item at a fraction of everyone else's price is bait, not a bargain. Pressure and countdowns. Fake only two left, offer ends in 4 minutes timers exist to stop you thinking. No real contact details or a company that's impossible to find anything about. Ads and links, not the source. Scam shops spread through social media ads and search ads. When in doubt, navigate to a known retailer yourself. If a link or store looks off, run it through the suspicious link checker before you hand over anything. The payment method is your real protection. Here's the key insight. How you pay matters more than where you shop, because the right method limits your loss even if the seller turns out to be a fraud. Credit cards offer the strongest fraud protection. You can dispute charges and you're not liable for fraud in the way you are with cash. Reputable payment services add a layer of buyer protection and keep your card number away from the seller. Debit cards are riskier online, since a fraudulent charge pulls real money straight from your account while you sort it out. Gift cards, wire transfers, and crypto are red flags. They're irreversible, which is exactly why scammers demand them. No legitimate store insists on them. Here's one thing to do right now. Make a simple rule. Use a credit card or a reputable payment service for online purchases, and never pay an unfamiliar seller by wire, gift card, or crypto. That one habit caps your downside on almost any shopping scam. Small habits that keep purchases safe. Check for HTTPS, the padlock, at checkout, but remember it only means the connection is encrypted, not that the seller is honest. Never save card details on sites you use rarely. Typing them again is cheap insurance. Consider virtual card numbers, which many banks offer, a one-time or per-merchant number that can't be reused if it leaks. Watch your statements and turn on transactions alerts so a fraudulent charge gets caught fast. Be wary of emailed receipts and delivery problems, a classic phishing hook covered in How Phishing Works. If a purchase goes wrong, if you've paid a scammer, act quickly. Contact your card issuer or payment service to dispute the charge, since speed improves your odds of getting the money back. The Sent Money to a Scammer guide walks through the steps. Paying by a method with real protection is what makes recovery possible in the first place. Where and how you shop, beyond the payment. Choosing a safe payment method is the biggest lever, but a few more habits keep the whole transaction clean. Prefer established retailers or well-reviewed sellers for anything but the smallest purchases. A slightly higher price from a real store beats a bargain from a shop that vanishes. Research unfamiliar sellers before buying. Look for genuine reviews away from their own site, a real address, and a history that predates this week. Buy on your own connection. Complete purchases at home or on cellular data rather than on public Wi-Fi you don't control. Digital wallets are your friend. Phone-based wallets and tap-to-pay do something clever. They hand the merchant a one-time token instead of your actual card number, so even a breached or dishonest store never sees the real thing. Using a wallet online or a one-click checkout backed by a reputable payment service is often safer than typing your card into yet another website, not less. The same goes for the virtual card numbers many banks offer, a disposable number for a single merchant that's worthless if it leaks. The theme tying all of this together is simple. The less your real card and bank details are exposed, and the more reversible your payment method, the smaller any shopping mishap can ever become. Shop with these habits and online buying stays what it should be, convenient and low stress. Pick the protected payment method, keep your real card details scarce, and even an unlucky run-in with a bad seller stays a minor recoverable annoyance rather than a real loss. That's the whole goal, not to fear the internet, but to shop it with a safety net already in place. To recap the main points, watch for too good prices, fake urgency, and stores reached through ads rather than directly. How you pay matters most. Credit cards and reputable payment services protect you best. Never pay unfamiliar sellers by wire, gift card, or crypto. Those are irreversible by design. Use virtual card numbers and transaction alerts, and dispute fraud fast.